Yeah, here's Jose Gonzalez. Welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
The intro just said that you get around the world a lot, playing a couple of shows in Germany now. What do you remember about your first shows in Germany, like 10, 12 years ago? What has changed since then?
The fun thing is that I toured Germany with an indie rock band 15 years ago. So, but yeah, back in the days, I used to play electric guitar in an indie rock band, and we toured in a van, and maybe 10 people showed up to the shows. So for me, it's been changing a lot, actually.
Also José hat gesagt, für ihn hat sich relativ viel verändert, weil er tatsächlich das erste Mal schon vor 15 Jahren in Deutschland war mit einer Indie-Rock-Band, in der er noch die E-Gitarre gespielt hat. One thing that has changed in general, not only in Germany, is that people at concerts now watch a lot of the show through their smartphones. How does that make you feel as an artist?
To me, it's more like comical. I don't see it as something necessarily bad. I sort of feel bad for the people who stand there and rather watch a small screen than the real thing. But I know why they do it. They want to, you know, preserve the moment forever. But yeah, I guess I feel bad for them, but I don't take it like as a personally or something.
Also wenn Leute sich das Konzert lieber durch ihren Smartphone-Bildschirm anschauen, dann nimmt er das nicht persönlich, sondern hat eher so ein bisschen Mitleid mit den Leuten. Your last album, Vestiges and Claws, came out last year. You've been on tour since then quite a lot. How did these new songs change or develop when you play them live?
Yeah, so I've been mostly playing with a five-piece band with lots of percussion, vocals, and another guitar. So we've been able to, you know, flesh out the songs. A couple of those songs have really become more and more energetic and like, you know, crowd pleasers that work in different festivals. We just got finished with the band, and so today I'm playing solo, and it's sort of like back to basics, and so it feels fresh for me to play a couple of those songs on my own.
Also heute Abend wird er alleine spielen in Leipzig und wird auch ein paar der Songs vom neuen Album alleine spielen. Bisher hat er mit einer Fünf-Mann-Band getourt und die Songs für die Bühne ein bisschen energetischer aufbereitet als für das Album. You're not only known for your soul stuff, but you played live with a five-piece band and you were part of a band called Junip. And you're also pretty famous for your cover versions of Heartbeats, for example, or also the movie soundtrack to Walter Mitty, two of your most streamed songs on Spotify. How do you handle that when the audience demands that you play those songs?
So it's a bit different. For me, the old covers that I've done, like Heartbeats and Hand on Your Heart by Kelly Minogue, I really like those songs, and they've become part of me in some ways. It's a bit different with the Walter Mitty songs. Those two songs that were promoted with the film, I never felt like they were my own style, so I actually haven't been playing them. And with the band, I've been playing the one Arthur Russell cover that was, you know, different from my own stuff, but still me in a way. So yeah, I ignore the crowd sometimes, but most of the time I please them with the songs that they want to hear. So, yeah.
Did you ever want to hear the Walter Mitty songs?
Yeah, it happens quite a lot. I mean, it's still a well-known, you know, song within my songs. So as you say, it's on top of the list of Spotify. So yeah, people shout out "Stay Alive" a couple of times, but yeah, I haven't been playing it less.
Also zu den Songs aus dem Walter Mitty Soundtrack, der hat er ein bisschen ein gespaltenes Verhältnis. Die fühlen sich nicht so ganz wie seine eigenen an, aber die Coverversion von Heartbeats und so weiter, damit ist er schon ganz glücklich und sieht sie auch als eigene Songs. Aber wenn das Publikum die Walter Mitty Songs möchte, dann ignoriert er das gerne mal. Ja, José González ist zu Gast bei uns im Detektor FM Studio und wir reden gleich weiter mit ihm über seine Inhalte und sein Twitter-Profil tatsächlich auch, in dem es ja auch manchmal ganz schön politisch zugeht. Davor hören wir einen Song von seinem aktuellen Album Vestiges and Claws. Here is Open Book. Pages one by one in the warmth of other sun. Open Book von José González. Der Musiker aus Schweden ist immer noch bei mir zu Gast im Detektor FM Studio. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be here.
to tell it with the song title, sometimes you seem not that much of an open book in your lyrics. But I was checking out your Twitter profile earlier and discovered that there are quite a lot of articles and insights about politics, science, and so on. What's your motivation behind that?
I've been noticing that I have this interest in philosophy, science, and sometimes, you know, going into politics, but most of the time it's more about ideas and insights that I haven't been able to express in other ways. So with Twitter, I just realized that I can just retweet the stuff I like, just like, of course, many people do in their, you know, on their home Facebook pages. But I haven't been doing that much, and especially not as an artist. But I think it was about 2 years ago I just decided to start retweeting my heart out. and my favorite topics are, as I mentioned, like philosophy, and there's a couple of movements that I like to promote in a way, like effective altruism and thinking about politics and cost-benefit analysis. So that combined with a cat or a funny video.
Also auf Twitter hat José González eine Ausdrucksweise für sich gefunden, die er mit seinen Songs und mit seiner Kunst nicht so ganz bedienen kann, und widmet sich da auch Themen, die in seiner Musik nicht so vorkommen. Da gehört zum Beispiel Philosophie dazu, oder er promotet auch eine Bewegung Effective Altruism, aber hauptsächlich geht es eigentlich um seine Lieblingsthemen, Philosophie, Politik und ab und zu ein bisschen Katzen.
Yeah. So I would say with politics it's very little and so a couple of times it's about, you know, the refugee crisis basically, but you know, coming from a UN perspective.
Also es geht auch ein bisschen um die Flüchtlingskrise so aus der UN-Perspektive bei ihm auf Twitter, which is a good cue for my next question, because one of your recent tweets links to an article about Barcelona building the shame counter to track refugees' deaths. I mean, you must have a pretty personal view also on the refugee crisis, considering that your parents fled from Argentina. What's your take on the refugee crisis?
Basically, independent from my parents being ex-refugees, I think it's just a humanitarian issue many times. So I think when EU isn't able to collaborate to help a certain percentage of the world refugees, I think that's a really let down to humanity, basically.
Also ganz unabhängig von der Geschichte, dass seine Eltern aus Argentinien geflohen sind, sieht José González die Flüchtlingskrise eigentlich auch so ein bisschen als, ja, Versagen der EU und als ein humanitäres Problem, das uns alle angeht. How about you yourself? Do you like engage in any activities for refugees?
I don't. So I dedicate some of my money to UNHCR. What I've noticed is that it's a practical issue, but it's also on a collaborative issue where ideas matter, and I think one of the obvious issues in Europe is how to distinguish between people and ideas, and I think people conflate ideologies and people. So I think there's a good reason to sort of promote the humanitarian aspect of helping anyone independent on which religion they're associated with.
Also er sagt, im Prinzip geht es darum, Leuten zu helfen, unabhängig von der Religion. Und José sagt auch, dass er einen Teil seines Geldes an UNHCR spendet. Das ist die Flüchtlingsorganisation der Vereinten Nationen. Also er tut da auch selber was. What about the influences on your songs? Does that political stuff influence you in some way?
Yeah, I think it does to some extent, but I wouldn't call it political. I would call it worldview oriented. So I'm very interested in, you know, the big subjects, the ones that many times are within religion or philosophy. And so I've been, with my second album, I decided to move in some of my sort of atheistic, humanistic worldview as metaphors in a couple of different songs. I guess the most obvious is Abraham. It's a short song where I sing about this figure who sleepwalks. And needs to wake up or go to bed.
Okay, also in seinen Songs geht's, wenn, dann eher nicht um konkrete Politik, sondern um große Ideen, die so aus seiner Weltanschauung kommen. Und er hat da den Song Abram als Beispiel genommen, in dem es eben um eine Figur geht, die ja schlafwandelt und entweder weiterschläft oder aufwacht. You once said that you're not the guy who writes songs on the road. So I guess we gotta have to have some patience for new material to come. What are your future plans at the moment?
Yeah, so my future plans is to basically have a break from tours and stay at home and have some recordings from the studio with this band that I toured with and also some other artists. And also I'll be preparing for a tour that I'm doing in January, February with an orchestra. I'll probably try to write some new stuff too, but that's sort of like my... I'm sure these couple of months will just pass by super quick.
Okay, also... José González gönnt sich dann erstmal eine kleine Pause zu Hause, wird ein bisschen im Studio sein und ein paar neue Aufnahmen mit der Band machen und sich dann auch auf eine Tour vorbereiten, die er mit einem Orchester spielt im Januar, Februar.
Ja, genau. With members from Berlin and Gothenburg and LA. So.
Okay, also auch mit tatsächlich Mitgliedern aus Berlin, Göteborg und
Los Angeles.
Last question. What do you do when you're not touring or working on new music?
For me, the weeks pass by really, really quickly when I'm home by, you know, waking up, cooking food, drinking coffee, meeting a friend or two. My hobbies are basically just trying to find interesting interviews or basically podcasts much of the time, listening to audiobooks. Instead of watching series, I like listening to interviews or podcasts.
Also wenn er nicht an neuer Musik arbeitet, dann ist er zu Hause, wo die Zeit eigentlich sehr schnell vergeht und dann macht er eigentlich das, was viele von uns machen, trifft sich mit Freunden, liest und hört vor allem auch interessante Interviews als Podcasts und ist nicht so der Typ für TV-Serien.
I mean, I like TV-Series too, but if you compare how much time I spend on those, it's less. But yeah, the Stranger Things, I just had to watch the whole thing.
Also er hat gerade zugegeben, dass er doch Stranger Things ganz durchgeguckt hat, die Netflix-Serie, über die momentan alle reden. José González, unser Studiogast heute. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ja, José González war unser Gast im Detektor FM Studio. Heute Abend spielt er live auf der Parkbühne im Geiserhaus in Leipzig. Morgen kann man ihn dann noch auf dem A Summer's Tale Festival in der Nähe von Lüneburg erleben. Und ja, wir spielen noch einen Song von José González. Hier ist This Is How We Walk on the Moon, im Original ein Song von Arthur Russell. Die Version von José González findet man auf einer Compilation der Non-Profit-Organisation Red Hot. Again, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.